Government 50% stake in Kitwe 180 copper mine, and U.S. Senate passes deal aimed at ending government shutdown. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has urged non-PF members of the Alliance to remain neutral as the Patriotic Front, PF, prepares to hold its national convention in the coming weeks. Mr. Tembo said such neutrality is essential to ensuring that the Tonse Alliance can seamlessly work with any leader the Patriotic Front elects at its convention. He has further cautioned non-PF members of the Tonse Alliance Council of Leaders against publicly associating with or expressing support for any PF presidential candidate ahead of the convention.
As Tonse Alliance, we wish to extend our warmest wishes to all the members of the Patriotic Front Council as they prepare for their convention. We are confident that the upcoming convention will produce a leader that will not only unite and drive the party forward, but who will also be a great asset to the Tonse Alliance as we prepare for the 2026 general elections. May the best candidate win.
United, Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ leader Charles Chanda, has announced that he is willing to give government 50% ownership of his Kitwe 180 copper mine. Mr. Chanda said the offer is aimed at helping address the persistent issue of illegal mining activities in the area, commonly associated with the Jeroboam. He has explained that a partnership between his company and the government could play a key role in tackling challenges affecting not only the mining sector, but also the national economy. Mr. Chanda has emphasized the need for a systematic and structured agreement to ensure the success of the proposed collaboration.
We need to be providing for their families so we can work it out. And it's good enough, the mine is in people, it's on the proper belt. We can address this issue of the youth. And I believe with this is what we need, not always stoning and being negative. So please, government, here is a solution that we can use now and prepare to release 50% of the mine to the youth in the proper belt, especially those who have been affected. And then we see how to go forward.
UPND National Youth Chairperson Gilbert Lifuaniso says the recent incident in Chingola, where President Hakainde Hichilema was stoned, is regrettable. Speaking when he featured on the Red Hot Breakfast show, Mr. Lifuaniso said the youth should not resort to violence or attempt to arm twist the president to address their challenges. He has emphasized that dialogue should be at the center of resolving issues adding that violence should never be tolerated and that the country must preserve the peace it enjoys. Mr. Liswaniso has called for patience among the youth and urged them to address challenges collectively rather than resorting to violence to make their voices heard.
The issue is every district, every community has its own challenge. It's up to us, the party, when we feel like, how do you talk to this challenge? What are the people saying on the ground? For me, I'll tell you that this is a province where the party leaders invested so much. It is about capability. Maybe it's about communication. Maybe it's about how we interact with the people at the grassroots. It may be a lesson, but you can take it all over the country now. In certain areas, they keep quiet, they don't protest. In certain areas, you may say, I am Slipuna. So, we are not going to put a different challenge all over.
The Nitrogen Chemicals of Zambia Limited, NCZ, has announced the signing of a 5-year Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Zambia Cooperative Federation, ZCF, aimed at strengthening collaboration in the agricultural sector and promoting sustainable farming practices across the country. The agreement establishes a framework for cooperation between NCZ and ZCF in the production, distribution, and marketing of high-quality fertilizers to farmers nationwide. Through this partnership, NCZ will leverage ZCF's extensive cooperative network, which reaches over 3 million farmers, to improve accessibility and availability of locally produced fertilizers. Speaking during the signing ceremony, NCZ Chief Executive Officer Chanda Mongo reiterated that the partnership marks a significant step towards empowering smallholder farmers and enhancing national food security. And ZCF Director General Godfrey Munyoro noted that the collaboration aligns with ZCF's mission to support cooperative members with reliable agricultural input and technical assistance. This is according to statements issued by Nitrogen Chemicals of Zambia Senior Public Relations Officer Daniel Banda.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has called on accountants across the country to continue championing transparency, accountability, and professionalism as Zambia strives towards economic growth and diversification. Speaking during the commemoration of International Accounting Day today, ZICA Vice President Joseph Matimba said accountants have evolved from being mere bookkeepers to becoming strategic advisors and key contributors to national development. Mr. Matimba has noted that the accounting profession in Zambia has played a vital role in promoting fiscal discipline, good governance, and the prudent management of both public and private resources.
Our core value is identity. Our core value is to remain integrity, professionalism, accountability, and excellence. We are always striving to achieve excellence in our country. Today, we are not just gatekeepers or keepers of hope. We are architects of sustainable development. We are strategic advisors, risk managers, policy influencers, and advocates. Our work informs decisions. Our work affects millions of people.
Meanwhile, ZICA Chief Executive Officer Anthony Buendia said through the Institute's continuous professional development program, the number of qualified accountants has grown steadily since ZICA's establishment in 1982, reflecting the increasing demand for financial expertise in Zambia's expanding economy.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top in Kenya.